Well, good morning, everybody. I know we have all been and will continue to be praying for our Pope, and he's now been in the hospital, I think, about 15 days, and it seems like it's kind of up and down. And but I heard something that really kind of touched my heart the other day, and it was one of the cardinals. He was saying that they almost sort of had to restrain the Pope because he wanted to get out of his bed so badly, so that all he wanted to do was go visit the other patients in the hospital and pray with them and be with them and bring Jesus to them. And he was really just kind of set on that, and they kind of had to say, no, you kind of need to focus on your own recovery, and you're in a very dicey situation. And but he just wanted to go be with the others. And I kind of thought, like, how do you get to that point where here he is in a life-threatening illness and he's thinking about others? And I think, of course, there's an answer, and it comes from the fact that he is so, just like, pray God, we all, so rooted in Jesus. Our readings today, there's this image of plants and trees, and maybe the most famous of them all is not in our reading today, but where Jesus says, I am the vine, you're the branches, you know. And in other words, like, as long as we're planted in him, then we will be strong and fruitful and alive. Like, that, everything is in that connection. Everything is in the connection of the branch to the vine. Even the very life, but the strength, the fruitfulness, it's all in that connection point. And yesterday was such a happy thing because we had our confirmandi, who we will bring up here in a moment and bless them and thank God for them. But the confirmation is the deepening of that connection, you know. And then we've got today the rite of sending and the rite of election at the cathedral, where all of our folks who are in RCIA are preparing to forge that connection, to be like, I want the Easter sacraments, I want baptism, I want, and all of us, we're getting ready for Lent, you know, and Lent has this baptismal nature to it, because on the other side at Easter, we renew our own baptismal promise to live in the risen Christ. And so, like, as we're preparing for Lent, like, and preparing for what are we going to do, you know, maybe Lent is less a time to, like, do all these new things and more a time to focus on that one most important thing, which is our connection point that was forged at baptism, confirmed in confirmation, strengthened in our daily Eucharist, and that what can we do to focus and to deepen that connection point to Jesus? Because that connection point is everything. And when we really focus, and that's the point of our fastings, to make space, like, to get rid of all the stuff that's, like, trying to rip us off and to, like, make us space. To our prayers, our almsgivings, it's all a matter of focusing on this connection point and to Jesus, deepening those roots in our beautiful Christ, in our good Jesus. It's everything. And then we will abound in good works, just like our Holy Father, who, like, you don't even have to think about, gosh, should I do this nice thing or not? You know, like, no, you just do it. Because the tree doesn't have to think about, am I going to make an apple today? It just does it when it's deeply, you know, deeply rooted. And pray God that's what Lent will be for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.